Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Lefty Matt Boyd gets the call for Cleveland tonight. The Twins just 5-12 versus a southpaw starter here in the second half, but Rocco now has his potent right-handed sticks back in the lineup, and that is where Chris begins today's pregame interview. It is brought to you by UCare.
Rocco, as you fill in your lineup today against a left-handed starter, you have tools at your disposal you simply have not had for quite a while. And I know we talked a ton about the return of Buxton and Correa, and obviously they're vital. But to get Manny Margot back, a guy we haven't talked about nearly as much, to lead off against a lefty, that is a big part of the Minnesota Twins offense that you've been doing without.
It is. It's actually great to be able to write these lineups out, you know, getting to sprinkle in one guy is fantastic, but getting Buck and Correa and Manny back against this type of pitcher, and we're going to see another lefty on Thursday too, so to be able to have these guys out there I think will be very, very important, and having Pablo on the mound gives you a lot of confidence as well. He's been throwing great.
And we know with the Cleveland Guardians, their bullpen is kind of where they've won a ton of games this year, so being able to write this lineup in to start and preserving all of your options for later in the ball game as well, I would assume, would also be a benefit.
Yeah, we got the Walners and the Larnecks who can come in and hit when we need them to. There's a lot of different things that we can do. And our lineup has changed a little over time. You know, the way we functioned has changed over time. But getting those guys in there when the right-handed relievers come in, I think, will be very important.
How critical was it to get a couple of those big two-out hits yesterday? Not only two-out hits, two-out, two-strike run-scoring hits, the type of hits that just have been in short supply.
Yeah, well, they win games. They just frankly win games. When you get the opportunities, you know, you don't need a double or a homer or, you know, something 115 miles an hour off the bat. You just need to make an adjustment at the plate and try to find a barrel. You keep doing that, things work out. And we did it several times. We had a lot of guys come up in big moments. Brooksley did it for us a couple of times yesterday, but we had a lot of other guys look really good, feel confident, and when we needed it, put the good swings on the ball.
Yeah, on the other side of that, also Ronnie Enriquez throwing one pitch to get out of a bases loaded situation. When things aren't going well, it feels like those always turn into runs. And for him to put the stopper in the dam right there was critical too.
Yeah, we had to do some things in the middle of the game to get through big situations. The Reds had some base runners out there, but Ronnie coming in, throwing a good sinker on the first pitch, getting a ground ball, you know, us making the play and getting out of there. It's just a big pick-me-up. And we have to just keep staying in the game. You keep preserving things. You keep sticking around. You might even give up a run or two here and there, but being able to stay in there and letting the offense get back into the game was huge.
Against a division rival, obviously, it doesn't really even matter who you're playing right now. You just need to win games yourself to have your best starter and a completely fresh back end of your bullpen, best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what you're looking for. We're coming off of a win. We have Pablo going. Griffin and Duran have not thrown in a little while. They're fresh. They can throw a whole lot this week if we need them to. So you're right. It does not matter who we're playing. It doesn't matter if it's the Guardians or any of these other teams that we're playing, or if it were other, you know, someone else. It's not about head-to-head matchups. It's about just playing good and winning games and just checking off some wins. You know, if we do that, we're going to be in a really good spot. That's our goal.
That's Rocco Baldelli. Send it back to the studio.
Yeah, and these teams play close games. 8 of the 9 this season decided by 3 runs or fewer. 32 of the 41 between them going back to the start of 2022. Now, the Twins have dropped 4 straight at Progressive Field. They're looking for their first win there since September 5th of last year. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCare people-powered health plans. When he is on the mound talking to his pitchers, well, he tries to hide his advice from the opponents. His better half talks about his hidden talents. Next, here on your home for Twins baseball.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.